Welcome to Stories from Chosun, the audio version of the House of Chosun daily blog posts available at chosunhouse.com. Today, food for 5 days a month. If you go to www.refugeesinternational.org, you can get the full interview report done by Refugees International with refugees coming out of North Korea back in 2003-2004. Here are a couple that show once more that the food crisis is far from over. Interview 5 is a 17-year-old girl from Musan, North Korea, who first arrived in China in 2003. She misses her parents, 2 sisters, and brother. Her father works in a mine. Her mother is a homemaker. Her father received food distributions, but only enough for 4 or 5 days each month. Before the economic reform, he earned 100 won a month. In 2003, that was about $45. Now he gets 2,000 won a month, and that was $900 in 2003. She has a big family, so it's difficult to survive. She came to China because she lost $120 that was supposed to be for her older sister's marriage. She couldn't go home after losing that money because she was ashamed. So she came to China. This is her first time in China, but she had some Chinese money. After she came, she was dining alone in a restaurant, met a man, and they married. She finished high school. Her sister is at university. She came to China because she wanted to have a stable life and give money back to her family. She married a 27-year-old Chinese man. She can't work because she has no identification. She lives in a village. Her husband is a peasant. She likes living here but hasn't betrayed her country. If she doesn't get caught, then she'll be fine going home. She sends messages to her family saying that she's safe here, but she's heard no reply. Another interview is of a 51-year-old woman, first arrived in China, 2000. Her husband died 6 years ago. Her 23-year-old son lives in North Korea and is a beggar. She got married to a Korean-Chinese man here and is doing farm work. China's good for living because the more you work, the more you get. In North Korea, it's difficult to get rice. North Korea was better when Kim Il-sung was alive. Food distribution was good until 1994. After 1995, the distribution slowed down until it stopped. She's nervous because of the police checks. She's heard that they'll beat you if you get caught. She wants to stay here with her husband. And so you have more real people with more real burdens for which we can pray. Poverty, malnutrition, split families, lost homeland, daily fear, facts of life for North Korea. And thank you for your interest in North Korea today. Visit us at chosunhouse.com for a large collection of blog posts like this, and pictures and maps and facts and resources and more. In fact, everything you need to get an informed prayer life regarding Chosun, the Hermit Kingdom, land of morning calm.